Welcome to the ministry of Reverend David Edigenfi. Reverend David is the founder and president of Kingdom Mystery Center Worldwide. He is an end-time apostle mandated to raise matured sons of God who will explicitly manifest their identity in Christ. Reverend David has a dynamic music ministry and is the author of Dangers of Wrong Marriage. His strong passion for soul winning has fed Jesus for All Missions, an evangelistic crusade ministry. Now listen to Reverend David Edigenfi.
That God cannot give birth to a goat. God gave birth to a God. I have paused on, talking to you about the worshiper and the worshiper, because at a point I felt the Lord was leading us in the area of the activation of miracles. And we came to a place we spoke about having a miraculous intervention. And we have understood what the miracle is. And we know that an extraordinary event that is taken as a sign of supernatural power of God. Or an extremely outstanding or unusual event, thing or accomplishment. So that when you see that a person has been declared dead and all of a sudden a person comes back alive, then you know a miracle has taken place. So that you would see that you don't really have money and you are trusting God for money, and you know that, Charlie, your man, that you are a salary worker, the thing is not going to work, blah, blah, blah. You know, you are waiting for some 28th or 30th or something. Then suddenly, something beyond your salary begins to appear. You know that there's a miracle here. Miracles are real. Somebody say miracles are real. Say, oh God.
Oh God.
Give me one miracle. One miracle.
One miracle.
One thing that a miracle can do for you is that it can change the course of your life one time. So that you come to a certain point, you realize that, like Hannah, everybody is calling you that you are barren, you know, you can't give birth and blah, blah, blah. And then you are almost giving up. Then suddenly, you get pregnant. It would change your name from the barren to a mother. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
Like a blind man who doctors say that, oh, this eyes, I say, we can't do anything about it. And then suddenly, something supernatural happens, and then the eye gets open. It would change your name from a blind man to a man that can see. May God give you a miracle that will change your name. I said, may God give you a miracle that will change your name. One thing I know about miracles is that miracle will make you known to the unknown. So you will realize that even your enemies will celebrate you. Miracles can announce you. It can announce you and people will know you from afar. It will take you out of obscurity and it will bring you into the limelight. One of the things I've realized is that maid of honor normally don't marry early.
I don't know why, but if you like check, many maid of honor, they take a long time before they get married. Oh, can you make your mumpy every neckle?
Every neckle.
To me, Biara. I want me, Papa Fee.
I want me, Mammy Fee.
Our person may be made of honor.
Our person may be
made of honor. You are a maid. Just that you are honorable maid. Say, one here, I'll be a maid of honor. I saw them heavy moon. I said, Mama came. But your own will be different.
Amen.
The Bible says that if you don't know how to take care of another man's own, who will commit to you your own? So if you can take care of your sister's own and help your sister to marry and be happy about your sister, I'm sure your own will be very faster. Many maid of honor don't marry because they are not faithful. Most of the times, I know a maid of honor who slept with the groom before the morning.
Maid of honor be a Anajua de Bechina, our Rena Basson, only Okuno die.
Now we, oh, Maria, I'll say, yeah, me home century. And century, baby, I was here, bomb mansa. Somebody go to marry, come and be a maid of honor, then you will
be a maid of honor. Now, Nini Kunakota.
Yesterday, I saw a video. You were having a wedding, and a woman had gone to stand in the middle there and was twerking.
Baby,
I like what the guy did. The guy got up and held the lady and pushed her somewhere. I said, wow. The groom. The groom got up. What kind of nonsense is this?
And some phone ban on
get out of there. And he was pointing at it to the people who were sitting on the high table too. You see, some of you, you think that things just happen. You are a lady here,
and
you are going out. You are dating. You think it is normal? It's a miracle. Because somebody is more beautiful than you, and nobody has ever proposed to her. But you think it's normal?
And you say, "Oh, so bad here."
Because of my nash.
Yeah.
Right now we are looking ahead,
though.
You better move your chin from here and push here.
We are buying cream to push here.
We have never eaten here before. Yeah. I don't even know what we use it for. What do we use it for? Somebody say, I want to dress with it. Your buttocks is big. And your head is empty. You are a foolish girl. Oh, yes. Yeah. You must be an intelligent lady.
You hear Emma, I want to dream with dog.
Yes. An industrious lady. You see, one of the things I've seen in this life is that the moment you set your course to pursue leadership, you begin to grow in all aspects. I want to grow in leadership. You realize that every aspect of your life begins to work. Because the lessons you learn, it applies to every area. Some of you too. Your head is good. Your buttocks is flat. It's fine.
What's so flat?
No problem.
And also, yeah.
But you are proud.
Now, so yeah, who must
swore. Can you imagine a flat buttocks who is proud? Today, I came for you. I said, I came for you today.
And now, I am waiting on me by
you. Look at her. Yeah, come on, Sam.
We can't talk about you.
Yeah, come on, sir.
We can't talk about you.
Why I'm here this morning is to continue to let you know that miracles are workables.
And open me what has said me ma when we say and sent you anywhere.
I said miracles are what? workable. You can cause a miracle to happen. How many of you need a miracle? Like you need a miracle. How many of you feel like since you got born again, Charlie, you have not really experienced a wild miracle? May God remember you. This morning I'm about to show you the things to do that will stir a miracle. There must be a miracle in your life. Because when it happens, it can take you from backside into the front side. A miracle can make a driver a manager. It can make a driver a manager. Yes, a miracle.
And sanctuary name.
Yes, a miracle.
And sanctuary name.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Give me a miracle.
Give me a miracle.
So we understood that number one, to have a miracle, you must honor the servant of God. Is that not true?
Yeah,
that's the first thing.
No, sir.
Number one is faith and prayer. I spoke about. Number one is what? Faith and what? Prayer. Every praying person has an atmosphere to create miracles. I'm telling you the truth. Why are you waiting for your life to waste? Don't you see that your brother has become wasted? And you, don't you see that you are also following? You can intercept the trend. They say it's a family pattern. As for our family, we have a lot of human beings, but we don't have money. So you have also accepted and you are following the pattern. You can block the pattern and cut it from here and say, no way, I'm going this way. It must not be you. The Bible says all things have become new. But the issue is that you don't like praying. The reason why you have to pray is because this world is full of demons, witches, wizards, principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places. The devil doesn't like anything that is of God. So as long as you're a Christian, Satan doesn't like you. So he will fight you. So the Bible says, we are still not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, and spiritual wickedness in high places. Look at the story of the Israelites and Daniel. Their time of freedom had come. But they were still in captivation. But when you read the Bible, the Bible said that I, Daniel, I understood by the books that the time of our liberation is up. So Daniel set himself to pray. He decided to go on 3 days fasting and prayer to make sure the reality of the deliverance comes to life. Whatever is granted in the realm of the spirit stands the chance of manifesting in the physical. But human beings must be the ones to permit it. There are many blessings in the realm of the spirit. Hebrews chapter 1, verse number 3. The Bible says he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. So there are many blessings, but we are not seeing them. Why? Because the conductor or the transformer that will transform the spiritual blessing into physical manifestation, we are not activating it. Yes. One day, I was preaching, and the Lord told me, He said, pray for this, your pastor. He said, you are the only person that can let her give birth. And God started speaking to me. Then I saw in the spirit that there are babies, but she was not able to give birth. Tears were coming from my eyes. So I called her. And then I declared that it is written that man shall be barren in your land. Therefore, I stand on the authority of this scripture and prophesy. I felt something come upon me. She has her baby now. There are a lot of things. Some of you, your visas are in the realm of the spirit. Your husbands are in the realm of the spirit. Your liftings are in the realm of the spirit. Your monies are in the realm of the spirit. Many great things are in the realm of the spirit. But you are not prayerful. The moment I say that, lift your right hand and let's pray in tongues as loud as you can. Because you think your lipstick will spoil. Continue using the Mokola lipstick. And be useless as you are. God has something better for you. It is locked up in the spirit. If you don't mess up, God will not make you up. Learn to mess up before the Lord. Tell God, if I die, I die. The leopard said, we will go. If we die, we die. Or die, we die. The woman with the issue of blood said, people will laugh at me, but I will break through. This whole Christianity thing, the violence are taken by force. Yeah, I'm telling you the truth. They said, oh, churches will not do well. Churches like this will not do well this time. Now, can I tell you something? How many of you want to hear that? Do you know that the expectations of the righteous is always granted? The Bible says the expectations of the righteous shall not be cut short. So do you know that we looking for 500 more to join us? God has granted a long time. Long time. I thought you would celebrate him. Hallelujah. He has answered it long time. The moment we desired, the moment we started declaring it, he answered it. But if we will see it, we must pray. One day, about 2-3 months ago, 2 months ago, we were praying. Prayed. One hour. 2 hours. 3 hours. In the fifth hour. Then the Lord opened my eyes. Then he said, pray for reinforcement. For there is a gathering. Demonic gathering against the church. Then I saw many witchcrafts coming together. All of a sudden, this part of the roadside, there were no buildings there. But I could see as armies are gathering. And God said, the principality you have been praying against on this land has called for reinforcement. So he said, you to pray for reinforcement. Wow. So I told Reverend
and the
team that we were praying with, said, this is what God is saying. Let's pray. Look, life is spiritual. The way you are taking it lightly, life is spiritual. Life is spiritual. So be prayerful. Pray about everything. Satan is interested in everything about you. And God is interested in everything about you. Pray about everything. A man traveled to
France
and was doing well. He was a diamond dealer before going.
Now, a diamond dealer and son of two quiet.
And he was doing well. Then suddenly, he said, where he was working in France,
that
machine just pressed his hand.
Machine be a man in
suddenly, this hand started swelling. The man couldn't work again. The thing was grabbing. The heart said that he can catch the heart. So they had to bring him to Ghana. We had just started church. So one after you were praying. And those little ones,
David and Andreas.
This were around me. I think Pastor Paul was part of them.
Now, Pastor Paul can home.
They went to bring this man that their pastor can pray for them.
I don't know what they have seen in me.
So when they came, I was praying in the afternoon. And then the man started telling me. Then I saw in the realm of the spirit. The spirit of death. Sent from his own family.
Say Yasuma every or no one able to attack him.
So whilst we were talking, I forgot about what he was saying.
Me refuse, me,
spirit of death.
And I'm a car or woman.
Come out! Because I was not seeing him, I was seeing something.
Then the man was
sitting for that, he was sitting down.
Now Papa need us to my name one tea and she.
Then he became quiet.
And I can't know too.
Then I told the guys, let's pray.
And I'm a catcher man and say, yeah, man, pray.
The man couldn't walk on Saturday. Not a baby, if you want sir. How does it affect your leg?
Yeah.
You can't believe the man was paralyzed. You were there. They had to carry him. The moment I rebuked the spirit of death, the man started walking. The pain was there, but he started walking. And after we have finished praying, he walked home. A car brought him. He walked home. As I'm talking to you right now,
many workers say
he's walking up, working hard up and down, doing diamond dealing. So when I see him, I look at him. One day we told him, Charlie, come to church. You know what he said?
He said, sorry.
At that time, we were all GSS. Like, the only graduates were myself and my wife. He said, oh, I'm sorry, I'm going to go. Then one day I told her, I said, look, your wife is about to die.
He said, then pray for us.
Some people feel pastors are like contractors, like malams. When you're in trouble, go and see them.
Pastors
when all
here.
Is well, snub them.
Or how be to work or show me, see we are jawon.
You're a joker.
Oh dear, girl.
You're a joker. You must have a relationship. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Say, believe in thy prophets.
Oh, see, my dear food.
It was not too long.
And check.
The wife died.
And
then he came.
And I'll buy.
Then I was also sitting down quietly listening
Papa,
to him. Papa.
I said, Papa.
Now the small boy pastor is calling me Papa.
I feel so far not see me a small boy and a friend.
In fact, at that time, even now, okay, you see me like that, but at that time I was more small boy. So it was okay for him to despise me. But you know, like Timothy, our youth was not supposed to be despised. Say, Papa, says, yeah, no. Man, they see me name them. This one you heard.
Impending for anointing.
Anointing is real. Anointing is there. Anointing is real.
Yes.
I'm telling you the truth.
No crane may catch you.
Pray.
Pompeii.
I said, do what?
Pray.
I have preached this point already, but I'm emphasizing on it again.
Pompeii.
The way things are going in the family, you are happy. And look at your life. Look at your mates. And look at how you were. You are still misbehaving. Prayerless.
You
are not coming for prayer meeting. We call for prayer meeting, you don't come. It's only pride. That is making you behave like that. Look, you are 32 already.
What is 32?
Do you know what it means?
What
you are 33. You have fulfilled Jesus' course. Life goes this way and comes this way. Don't wait to be coming down then. Now you are looking for God. The Bible says, remember that I created the days of your youth before the evil day comes. If you can do more, it is in your youthful time.
So be
prayerful and be thoughtful. These two keys. Be prayerful and be what? Thoughtful. Bompaye
nejin.
Because the truth is that anyone who prays, whatever he thinks about, he can do it. And no devil can stop him. No devil, I mean it. No devil can stop him. When this building came down,
bro, I saw down here drink you know.
Even pastors were saying your chair to us.
Now I saw for no more cry. I catch
you. I said in 3 days it will come up.
I want to make me and say, "Ebe say enyane."
It was a spiritual declaration I made.
Now Yahoo masem and I make.
Some of my pastors were disappointed.
Yeah, saw for no be no. I'm be abemu buy.
That I came to see a collapsed building.
Say yaba I saw down
there. And I'm saying that let's give thanks to God.
Yes, say yende nyamia say.
It was later they confessed. Now it's up.
I feel you see.
A prayerful person can cause changes. The Bible tells me that men ought to pray. Maybe at the right time I had to teach on prayer and teach you types of prayer. Today I'm talking about fasting.
And I mean
how to activate miracles. In the realm of the spirit, life is transactional. Life is transactional. So anybody who has negotiating power always has advantage in the realm of the spirit. So the Bible says that come unto me.
He
said, bring your strong reasons and let us reason together. So if you don't have reasons enough why God should do the things you have asked him to do, you are finished. Certain things respond to the price you pay. In fact, all things. Fasting and prayer is a higher currency. Fasting and prayer, let me put it well, is a higher current in the realm of the spirit.
And Bible.
I go back to Daniel. And when the prince of Persia blocked the answer to his prayer, he went ahead, fasted for 21 days more. The Bible says that the heavens broke loose. The angel broke through. And the answer to the prayer arrived. Sweetheart, listen, would you switch off your phone for 3 days? Would you stop talking to every human being? Would you bury yourself in prayer? Would you engage in neology and begin to lift your voice in fastings and prayers? The Bible says, as for this one, it will never go but by prayer and fastings. Certain things will never go, no matter who. Listen to me, there are certain things it will take honoring a man of God. You shall break through. But there are certain things you have to pray and fast. No matter how your man of God will pray for you, it will not work.
You
must spend time and fast. Next week we are fasting. We are fasting for the church. We are fasting for the church. And we are fasting for Spirit Expo.
We
are fasting that every spiritual blessing, as long as Spirit Expo is concerned, must be released. Your own is part of it. Because the atmosphere is going to be set for the supernatural.
Amen.
Fast. Fast and pray. Are you here?
Oh,
hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Number three or four, be obedient to the word of God. You want a miracle? You must be obedient to the word of God. Miracles don't answer to nonsense. Obedient activate divine promises. Deuteronomy chapter 28. The verse number one. Throw it on the screen. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently. The word hearken means that if thou shalt be obedient unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all the commandment which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. That's a miracle.
Na se wutie Awurade wo Nyankopon enne se wo behwe na wedi ne mransem a wahye wo enne yi nyina so a Awurade wo Nyankopon be ma wo so akosoro esi asase so aman aman nyina.
What did I told a lady in church?
Na come catch up about
what the way you appear.
O say se ni a wutie no.
If you don't do anything about it,
wanya hwe ye a
it will be difficult for you to marry.
E be ye dia ma se wo be ware.
You dress well, but you are too exuberant. It will be difficult because even me, I was thinking, I said, even me, if I'm not married, you are not my type.
I'll be scared
about you. But if the person is not obedient, you will see that it will not happen. It will happen as
something.
You can never inherit the blessings of God if you are not obedient to the word of God.
Now
look at the blessings, the verse number two. Look at the blessings that the Bible is talking about. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Number one. Verse 3, come on, roll. Blessed shalt thou be in the city. Ah, your amen is bad, oh. He said, blessed shalt thou be where? In the city. And blessed shalt thou be in the field. And that is why I know this church will do well even in Akimoda. That is why I know you will do well even in this town. Yeah. Was it Saturday, Friday? I was in a meeting with the MP.
If you had a chair, we nominate your MP.
And we're discussing. When I go
to your meeting,
I'm thinking about how to help the community.
So
we were discussing. And we were worried about why the youth of this town doesn't seem progressive in anything. If they are not smoking, they are drinking, they are fornicating, they are hooking up. You realize that, what's the name? Clubs, pubs are rather popping up.
Now, when we say pubs,
what is going on? It is because many of them are not thinking right. You see, apart from your eyes, your mind is a type of eyes. The way you see, the quality of your sight in this life is dependent on the quality of your mindset.
Senia wuhu adie ye ewa abrabo imu no. Nini nejina senia wadjin etie so. Sa wadjin e ya ube hu adie ye.
One reason why China looks prosperous is because many years ago they were very poor and they saw that they have an advantage of cheap labor. And therefore many companies started rushing to China. So one day I was watching a video and I was shocked about how much they spent to produce iPhone in China. Less than $100. That's what they used to produce iPhone in China. But look at how much they sell
iPhone in China. So
all companies started rushing to China.
And the China
government also realized that, okay, then they can also do it themselves.
And China buy who say yes, you to me.
So when the companies were coming, especially the American companies, they also started learning the technology. And now look at what China is doing. One thing I want you to know is that poverty is not the problem. Your lack of thinking is the problem. Your life is a proof of your thoughts. Your life is a proof of your thoughts. The poverty is not the problem. Your thinking is the problem. So I was asking, we were discussing, I was like, what can we do? So I brought an idea up. Then it was like, I should go and prepare the proposal and come. He's ready to give a time every week for us to execute it.
Because look,
one of the places to prosper easily is this town. The first problem of this town is leadership. Leadership. If you put leadership in this town together and you ask them, what is your program for the youth? Every leadership that does not have a program for the youth has no vision for the future. It means that he has no plan. Leadership. Whatever type of leadership. Leadership. So the youth is finding their own way. Destroying things, stealing, cutting wires, smoking, frustration, depression is causing people to do many things. Beautiful girls, they are hooking up, they are misbehaving. Why? Leadership has failed. When a system fails, the people cannot survive it. A broken system is what will keep you broke. And that's why this country doesn't seem to be working. We know how to talk. This country, we know how to talk. How many times have we spoken about importation of rice, importation of rice, importation of egg, importation of... Are you telling me that there is nobody in parliament who can rise up and say that five of us, we are going to produce eggs?
Why they don't do anything?
Why they not doing it? Somebody who sponsored election in the party, it is his contract to import eggs to the country. So the government must make sure he doesn't bring a policy that will stop him, because we are sponsored more by power. And therefore they have, so they know it. But they are intentional about it. The truth is what I'm telling you. All these wicked people, God has to clear them before this country will work. I'm telling you. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Yeah.
What point am I talking about?
Fasting.
Obedience.
Obedience, sorry.
Verse 3. Look at it. Verse 4. So don't complain. Some of you think that your breakthrough is in the United States. No. Your breakthrough is in your united brain. Are you getting what I'm trying to say?
Yes, sir.
I was watching a professor from the United Nigeria who had been in the United States for 40 years and had come back to Nigeria empty-handed.
And
the family members were gathering money to give to him to start life. A professor of 78 years. Can you imagine?
Professor,
as much as geographical location can have an advantage to some extent, your mindset Okay, your mindset. The time is coming. Water is going to be expensive. I'm telling you. Today it looks like borehole doesn't matter, but the time is coming. People will chase after borehole. Now, if you're able to see into the future and begin to dig boreholes and put pipe on it, a time is coming. People will rush to where you are, and they would want to fetch from you. Because insurance galaxy has said.
Now with the pipe at
this what Galamse saying is going to be difficult to stop because Galamse the leadership is involved.
You're not telling us the truth.
One day I went to Akokwaso and one guy pointed the gun to me. And I asked, I said, is your head okay? You are standing here with a gun. Pointed to a fellow Ghanaian protecting the Chinese. I see you are not correct. Oh, Master, I send me the man here. I'm sure you're going to be me to own.
Actually,
every member, media, 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 look, I told the MP, I said, look, it is time for the pastors to sound the alarm. Because the truth is that I told the MP, I said, move free parliament, I'm going to sound sorry. It is obi and come so for now. So what it means is that pastors must stop collecting politicians' money.
So that they can speak the truth.
One
day,
a friend of mine was going to preach in a church in South Africa.
When he got there, South Africa,
the pastor told him,
"He
said this church is sponsored by." LGBTQ people,
LGBTQ for
cocaine businessmen.
Sika, one year cocaine.
So as you are preaching, you can preach everything. Don't talk against sexual immorality.
And kasa and fast.
Don't talk against cocaine and all those manners. He said after they had finished, under the altar of the church.
Now altar no aseno.
That was where they received. Like there's a special reception there. When he went there, like certain people of the church, like 24 of the church, they were smoking. The pastor was there, and the pastor told him that. So he has done well. He has done well. The spirit of God has moved power with him. Smoke because the spirit of God has moved power with him.
And that
if he needs a girl to entertain himself, they will provide him one. So he should go and wait for them in the hotel. A church.
Sorry.
Is that when he finished? And he left the place. He got to the hotel. He was supposed to preach for 3 days. He packed the things and left without telling the people anything. See, from that day, he told himself, itinerary preaching. People are manipulating the altar.
Yeah.
And it's becoming difficult. Yes. Somebody just can just come here and say, Pastor, I want to tell the whole place what you need. I'll fix everything. Okay, and here's an air conditioning church. All right. I'm giving you a deposit of maybe 100,000 to start with.
Remember 100,000.
And then I'm going to order all the air conditions.
Now Macra air conditions.
No, let me just get the people from Turkey.
They can give you a good job. Free Turkey, but
just give me the design.
Mommy design, no.
If you're not very careful, such a person, you'll be intimidated by him. When you have to talk to him. One day, at our former place, a man walked in, and when he was coming, God told me, I was in the office alone, God told me, he said, the man is coming again. When he comes, this is the truth. Tell him this and that and that. Then God said, when he comes, he will give you a big money. Tell him the truth. If you tell him the truth, and he leaves the money, take it.
So what kind of credit channel we know this kind of money?
But it is not likely.
Now so mean this obey.
We needed money.
Sabrina, you hear
we needed temple.
Now you hear sorry that
we needed to move.
Now we see you free.
So I was there. And then he walked in with another church member.
And now on your sorry about for a bar.
I had already given him a word of prophecy already. So he had believed me so much. I spoke about a secret in his life. So when he came, he entered into my office. I said, Sofo, I saw down in the embassy. I had not even located the
land.
I saw down the embassy. He was wearing batakari.
He will build God a temple.
Boa. Then he put huge monies on my desk. I was laughing. Me, I'm not sure.
I'm
sure she can hide now. Honestly speaking, because since I started ministry, I've never seen the money like that.
So for
the best thing I'm going to catch on is that most shasasi, oh shasasi, a dining city, you may ask
me. No, so you people
should not shasasi. So for the young sober boy, maybe young in pieball, no come shene.
All I need is your prayers, prophecy, and
direction. And it was a good business. See, you go through. I saw that in America.
The moment everything
then my church
goes
member was
through,
laughing. That
we see to the
role.
Building of
that
God's temple.
Then I was sitting down. Immediately, I took my eye off the money. And I told the man, I said, thou sayest the Lord. He was sitting there looking at me. Before I could say, Jack, he took the money, put this one here.
God
have never said goodbye.
And no fast.
He walked away. He didn't tell my church member Bessie Nko.
One can't share my sorry band point. Say, let's go.
He just walked away.
Oh, sorry, coin.
When the man walked away,
when you sorry, coin,
extreme joy felt my heart.
I received share my kumama.
I was happy.
Many J.
Yeah, that I was able to obey God.
Send me to me. Yes, say Tiamera.
I needed money. He added on top. So for so 4x4.
Oh, so you need to drive a 4x4.
Look at somebody and say, Nakonofia. It wasn't easy, but we had to let go.
Now it was say a money call.
Now listen to me. If you want to rise, learn to be focused and be self-controlled and be content.
Because there are certain
glamour grace. They are not meant for your rising. They are meant for your falling. Discipline yourself. Know how to say no. And focus on God. People don't celebrate you for all things. They celebrate you for just one thing. Focus on that one thing. Focus on that one thing. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Be obedient to the voice of God. He said, you shall be blessed. You shall be the fruit. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kin, and the flocks of thy sheep. Now, when you continue reading, he said that, what can say be your
emede?
I like that part. I'll bless you. Until
how
many of you know a blessed baller?
Blessed.
when you open a baller and it's blessed. You see digestive boxes
has been so nice
comings, and you see pizza, which we it's not sport too, but you see those things. I can see a bola which is not blessed. You see that thing?
Oh yes.
There are some bolas. Some people visit it every day. May God bless your bola.
Amen.
What it means is that your kitchen shall be blessed. The fruit of your body shall be blessed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You shall be a blessing in this city. If you said amen, may God give you that grace to do.
Amen.
You are waiting to travel. No, listen, you can be blessed and travel anywhere you want. You shall be a blessing. Yeah.
Amen.
Okay.
But to me.
The widow of Zarephath. 1 Kings chapter 17. To 16. Just because she obeyed Elijah. To feed him first. Even with her last meal and her supply of flour and oil
and
never ran out. That was a miracle. So this miracle answered to obedience. Some of you are looking for miracles, but you are not obedient to the word of God. Sweetheart, be intentional and God shall be intentional towards you. Why do you want to feel holiness before you obey to live holy life? Choose for yourself. Choose for yourself. Be obedient to God. Be obedient to your titan. Be obedient to your church attendance. Be obedient to your devotional life. Be obedient. That's a man of Konania. Be obedient. I was telling the choir yesterday. I said, your activity towards God means nothing until your secret life, your devotional life is strong. Some of you are quick to act. But like David, you should inquire of the Lord. Do your quiet time.
Your quiet time.
I am your pastor.
Me, I was so full.
If there is any better way, I would have taught you.
Say a quiet papa be what be a man come at you.
This whole thing is about quiet time.
I did when you know your quiet time.
The moment you sit down and say, the Lord, I want to have time with you. The Holy Spirit makes himself available. It may look useless time. It may not look powerful.
I said to me, Nim.
But I'm telling you,
so me catch you.
When you lift your bottles from the seats,
so
when
you Emma would so free,
and you step out there,
so when
you will realize that you are not the same again. Jesus told Martha.
Yes, you catch your Martha.
He said, Martha.
I said, Martha.
Mary has taken that which is good.
Mary are funnier a year.
Jesus loved you to spend time with him than to spend time for him. He loves intimacy with you. He wants to communicate his heart desire to you whilst you are intimate. You are too quick to come and play the drums. You are too quick to come and sing. You are too quick to come and give offering. You are too quick to come and dance. You are too quick to do this. You are too quick to get there. And therefore, you are not rising. God is able to do just what he says he will do. He's gonna fulfill every promise for you. Don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. Any pastor that would tell you or preach to you and never talk to you about quiet time or make you feel quiet time is not important, walk away from that pastor. You will never make it in that church. If you don't have a secret time with God, you can never keep following him. So when you look at the women who are following Jesus, at a point we didn't hear Martha's name, but we could still hear Mary's name. Don't outgrow your devotional life. God wants to tell you something. He wants to fall in love with you. He wants to spend time with you. He knows the secret. He knows what he can press.
When you move it to me, I didn't
and open the door for you.
Now we be upon their mouth.
When King Hezekiah was going, brother, Ahab was riding chariots of horse going.
Elijah said,
I will spend time with God. The Bible says that he placed his head in between his legs.
He started praying.
Get praying. Then God told him, there is a sound of abundance of rain coming. The Bible said the hand of God came upon him. I'm talking about having a miraculous intervention. And he ran and outran the man who was with chariots of horses. Can you imagine? He outran the one who was with chariots of horses and who has gone ahead far time before time. What was that? Miraculous intervention. I'm here to let you know, when men are making you feel it is too late and you are wasting your time with church things and you are wasting your time with this whole God thing, are you the only Christian?
Is this how to serve God?
Listen to me, child of God. Until you serve God to that point where people talk like this, you have not come there. If nobody has said this about the way you serve God, you have not arrived there. Keep focused. Keep pushing. Because I know a hand called the hand of God. When it comes upon you, those who have gone ahead already, I see an overtaking coming, a miraculous intervention. Yes.
Amen.
Spend time with God. Pastors, spend time with God. Spend time with God. La feko faranisho friend
in the name of Jesus.
Spend time. Spend time. Most of you. Look, your deliverance is with your devotion. Most of you, your deliverance is with your devotion.
Jesus.
You are the lover of my soul. Jesus. I will never let you go. Take me from the merry clay, you set my feet upon the rock, and now I know I love you. I need you. Though my world may fail, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. Be a lover of the Lord. Be a lover of Jesus. He wants to do anything for anyone who is, or say, the eye of God is moving to and fro, looking for a man whose heart is closer to him, that he, God, will prove himself strong. I will do this that all may know that I am God. I will do this. That's what he wants to do. You need a miraculous intervention. It must change your life. Because he Jawa said, you're walking, may catch your plane in the next 5 years. Nobody will like you. One day, I met a man of God. He was very anointed.
We
were twins. They caused a revival in this town.
Those
days, I used to look at them. And I wish I could be like them.
These
guys brought the prophetic to this town.
Matter this back.
Hey! These people can prophesy.
Oh, to me, Shankom.
When I left town, went and I came back.
Free crowd,
they were the first people I wanted to look for. When I came there, revival had ceased. So one day I met him.
And
I said, oh, brother.
And I said, brother.
He said, oh, bro.
No, I said, bro.
The man didn't look like a pastor. Again. Then he started talking. I said, oh. Get into my car. Then he got to the car. And I drove him to the office.
And I'm then he called me office.
And then he started talking.
Yes,
I needed it. One day I met the senior brother and I asked him. I said, tell me in one statement.
And I'm saying, can Simba picture me?
What one must be careful in ministry? I said, don't talk plenty. I want one statement. He said, be holy.
And I see your crown crown.
So wow.
So wow.
That's all I need.
And
because I saw them.
It says, can you know me who send you now?
The Bible says, who shall ascend the hill of the Lord?
Just him say one never free.
Who shall stand in his holy place?
When a big chinani crown crown be
that has a clean hand.
Or send you
and
a son
and a pure heart.
Nana come my
has not lifted his soul to vanity.
Now I'm funny, cry.
These people are exalted on the hill of the Lord. You want a miracle? You want a miracle? Ah, you want a miracle? Look at the life you're living. I said, miracles don't answer to nonsense. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Miracles don't answer to nonsense. Are you here?
We are here.
Am I preaching?
We are preaching good.
Is it a good message?
Yes, sir.
Is the message for you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I said, Pastor, I desire you have a miracle. Some of you are here. There are sicknesses in your body. You need divine intervention. You know this thing.
It's
eating you up. You need divine intervention. But look at how you are living your life.
That's what she's saying.
Are you here? You don't like this, Pastor, eh?
We like you.
You don't like me? I don't know how to preach. This is how I preach. So, if you don't like my preaching, I don't know what to do again. The Bible says that then you shall rebuke every disobedience after your obedience has been made complete. You can never overcome the spirit of disobedience. You can never overcome that spirit until your own is complete. The Bible says that in the day of his power, the people shall be willing. Pick a relationship with God. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Don't act holy. The Bible says, be ye holy. Don't act holy.
And nine, kronkron ye e di e we ni so. Just them say ye kronkron.
Is it possible?
Yes, sir.
Yes, it is. It's possible. It's possible. Tell me that thing that you think you are doing, that you think it is better than being righteous.
Be holy.
Tell me.
What is that thing?
Oh, you yourself, when you finish, look at how guilty you feel. You will make it.
Amen.
I say you will make it.
Amen.
I pray for everybody here that has decided in his heart.
Or her heart,
that from today it is you and I, Jesus. May there be an uncommon miracle.
Amen.
That will change your life forever.
Amen.
May God use you as a testimony. I said, may God use you as a testimony.
Amen.
To prove to the world that of your truth, he is a faithful God.
Amen.
When men are speaking evil of you, may God prosper you above your wildest imagination.
In Jesus' name.
One thing I pray for you is that may you be successful everywhere you find yourself.
Amen.
If people can become millionaires of Africa, may God raise you as one of them in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Nothing will be too late for you.
Amen.
Because God will give you a miracle speed.
Amen.
You will not lack any substance.
Amen.
Because he will supply supernaturally.
Amen.
You will not lack refreshing and healing.
Amen.
Because he will heal your body.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
This faithful God will visit you supernaturally.
In Jesus' name.
La varoko brande shatene no baya.
In the name of Jesus. Kera
baba baya katosa.
In the name of Jesus.
Shene mo faladi atene mo kapaya
katosa. Yes, Lord.
May the mighty hand of God obi awa kechi wabrabomu bi awa. May the mighty hand of God that came upon Elijah that picked him to outrun chariots of horses, may that hand come upon you. And Samuel preacher Elijah money to be true Mika change your sin namano. Sansanem bravo so.
Amen.
There are people who have not been able to secure admission to the university because their grade is nowhere. But there is a miraculous hand that can take you and make you a CEO.
Yes.
I said there is a miraculous hand that can take you and make you a CEO.
Yes.
And the degree holders will be your workers.
Yes.
May that hand come upon you.
Amen.
Let your amen tender. I said, let that hand come upon you.
Amen.
You are never too late.
In Jesus' name.
You will never be too late.
Amen.
I said, you will never be too late.
Amen.
I pray for somebody here. I sense in my spirit that I should pray for young couples. I see a young lady crying because she has lost the husband. I pray and I come against this atrocity in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You shall not be a widow.
In Jesus' name.
I cancel every premature death.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let the peace of God govern your heart.
In Jesus'
name. And your
name.
Mind. And crush the enemy under your feet.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Prayer works, then this one will work.
Amen.
If God truly answers prayer, then this one is answered.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
One day, the guy that broke your heart would actually be one of your husband's workers.
Amen.
I prophesy it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Lord told the children of Israel, he said, be silent. I say the same thing to you.
In Jesus' name.
I prophesy the same thing to you.
Hallelujah.
You will never lack miraculous intervention.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lift your voice and thank him.
We thank you, Jesus, for your word.